Begin the current daf. Mesatz is my kum daf. Chavzayin begin on base. Begin to test matzah. Begin with the gemara bechlicha. Now garas pa'arach. That's the text in the arach. It is b'shnei chafen. It's with two chafs bechlicha, and that's the type of bed that they take a mace out of. Now be'is the garasi kliva. The base hashnei. That's the second one is actually a base, not a chaf. Now what's that word? K'moy halalu chesin lechluvan. Like it talks about the chickens that they go back to their cage, Gemara Beit Dachob Dalman Alf, like we find the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Chachluv Moli Ois, like a coop that's full with birds, that's a bed that's made like a cage, that's not totally closed, but rather it has bars with space. So to the bed that the dead are taken out on are with these number of threads of ropes between them. Or inami, you could say kamei machla, like the Gemara previously said of Yudim and Aleph, that the tailor could only be machla, can't sew in the regular way, where Pishbuk actually explains kain sulam, which is like a ladder, because behind the kain tefidus rechlikas, it's just like stitches, they're very far one from the other, and that's these types of beds that they take the mace out on. Now maybe, as a source for explaining the arch that it's what klicha is. He brings all the enemy measures. We say in the measures not less a kruvim that the enemies took the kruvim by the churban benasnum b'chlicha. They put it in a cage. So you see that word. Now so says from Kenev. That's case. Chligris b'piyach al churban beis hamikdash. You have to amend in the song of the destruction of the beis hamikdash. B'tish ba'av on the 9th of Av. Amen. Amaya paitzias a kruvim. They took the kruvim b'chlicha hayubam mesubavim and. Begoras bebeis chafin like yourself. According to the Aruch, it should be not kliba but chlicha. That was this that they had taken them out, like you see by the kruv. Cholzeh. Now this that we say that regarding how they took out all the dead and many of these things in the Gemara. Lebash mishen. We said it's not to bear someone that doesn't have better. We find something in Bikurim in the third parak, but in the beginning, we show you daily because of someone who knew how to say the parashah of Bikurim, etc. He would say, and those who didn't, but they were embarrassed. Now, most Allah, not Allah, Mavin Raya, they bring a proof that the last eight psukim in the Torah, an individual is supposed to say them. In other words, that you don't stop for someone else to get an aliyah. Now, Taisa says, and most definitely, this you say that an individual reads them. It must mean that you don't stop for someone else to get an aliyah, because the late boy lemem, it can't mean that it means to say shleikah shleif tzibim, that he says by himself and that the shleif tzibim doesn't say it with him. Because for that, you wouldn't have to say it's only by the last eight psukim, because it could be mem in their days, lohoi kur shleif tzibim makar, there was no chazan, there was no bakayre that said it together with the one who was laning. Masher again, not the liquids, now that we have a bakayre, someone who reads from the Torah, the chazan, the shleif tzibim, that's them, that's only for the dignity of the one who's reading, so the bash mishay did, not to embarrass the one who doesn't know how to lane. Like we find the same concept by Bikurim, the one who knew how to say the parasha Bikurim would say it. Mishin, the liquids was someone didn't know that Makhman said they say it for him. Nimnu, Levi Bikurim, so people were embarrassed, they stopped bringing Bikurim. So Skin, Shem, Makhman is called, so they instituted that someone should read it for them all, as the Mishnah says in Bikurim in the third paragraph. But so too over here, that, yeah, the halacha is that one person leans from the Torah, no one reads with him. rather, it's that it shouldn't embarrass someone who doesn't know how to read. So they instituted that they should read for all of them. So Tosfos says that you can't say that when it says the last in Pesukim that Yochid Kari Oisam, that means that no one else reads with them, because Mikadin the whole Torah is like that. So obviously it means the last in Pesukim that you don't, that Yochid meaning that you don't split up the last in Pesukim into another Aliyah. Kisunek says Master Begin was the Gemara Benoit Kalas Roish Ba'atzmoy. And Leil, then everything changed and he went out with white linen garments because he acted lightheaded to his own death, where either should Tzibi Kempeshaz B'Tirasi, he commanded this at the time of his passing. Someone explained, Echem Nei Beis B'Chayah, when he was still alive, he told this one of his family members. But the word that he acted lightheaded in himself sounds like the first interpretation, like when he was passing away, he did this to himself. But they can't do Chalamayid Tipuach. Pirish, what does that mean? So the cup of bazoo bazoo when you bang one palm onto the other. But then it's been begin to say, it's not pregnant, but it's not pregnant, but it's not pregnant, but you can't do tipuch on yamtiv. Pirish, but it's not pregnant, maybe the yain over there on the flamid, the muscle meractin. The reason is either Mashamashir, because you're not allowed to play music on yamtiv, Mishum Avol because I'm mourning, and that's what's through. Now, says Taisa, my ear be yomtus, and then why pick me yomtus? Mishum Mishum Yisak and Kalisha, because you might fix an instrument. For the Cholosha Moidus, Mishum Tzar, even Cholosha Moidus, forbidden because of Tzar. So says Tzar, you have to say, Nalik Rashi, that there's talking about that whether you're clapping with your hands because of Shir, and whether you're clapping because of Avol, that the Mishum Shir Gatani, it's actually only because of song. Nalik Rashi said, that's either one of them. That, yeah, that's only Asra and Yomtiv, not Cholomoy, because you might fix an instrument. And Vulay Mishum Abel, and they're not talking about there because of mourning. Because if someone is clapping with his hand because of mourning, that's actually forbidden not only Yomtiv, it's also on Cholomoy. Kinnik says, Malta begins the Gemara Tipuch Biyad. So what is that? That's Kedapriyah. Like we explained, it's a fake Kabbalah Zulazul that you clap one hand on the other in mourning. Machamash Maharis Biyashami. Sounds like in the Yishamim Harius, Kishatavas, Behudas, Rishlakish, Yehuda grabbed Rishlakish, Shar, Biechanan, Tabach, Bechadiyadi, so Biechanan started to bang with one hand. So on that, Amalei said to him, Bechadiyadi, Tafach, and Bechudiyadi, he banged with one hand, but usually banged with two hands. So he said he was doing that to allude that he was missing one hand because he was grabbing a hold of him. But it sounds like that Tipuach is with two hands, one on the other. Now, Umisafkin, what's Mesafkin? Pesach according to Bebe on the Lamed Vav Beis is Kaf Al Yerech. It's a palm on the thigh. The Mekain, if that's the case, Mesafik is Kabbalah, when it sounds like they banged his palms, it wouldn't be one on the other. It would be both of them Al Yerech on the thigh. That's what Hain, that's what it is. Shtei Kapayim, Shtei Yerechayim is the two palms and the two thighs. It says, but certainly one has to analyze and know if that's the interpretation. Sinek says, Masa, the beginning of the Gemara, Hoch Gersinan Rabin Chanan. This is the Gersa that Rabin Chanan has. That Lei Kalas Beminal, Beloy Besan. We should not do this banging of the foot with a shoe and a sandal, meaning not with either one of them, not like our Gersa. Nesakan, because of danger, which Pirates explains, because the Yachim Sharid Fay. No, if someone barefoot, it's more permitted, because the Nizah hate the Binyanazak. He's more careful that he's not confident that he doesn't have any shoes, so he's not going to get harmed, in contrast if he's wearing sandals or even shoes, according to Rabin Chanan's Gersa. This is the Gersa of Rabin Chanan. For all of them, we say, sit down. Except for a mourner and a sick person, perish. Tamid chacham and shalim dim regarding tamid scholars to stand up. For the nasi tzach lemeshu, you have to have to sit back down. Avu l'chayla, but regarding a mourner and a sick person, nefil amdu, even if they stand up, in tzach lemeshu, you don't tell them to sit back down. Because like da'i shamdu, not only regarding that they stood up, she didn't tzach lemeshu, they don't have to stand up. If him came shi'da 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 shi'da, obviously then they're allowed to sit down without permission. Sinek says, Mazda begins the gemar, yem rish in the first day, asa lecha mishaloi. He's not allowed to eat from his own food, the mourner, which Peresh Lamal says, I had previously explained already, that fellow Eichel came upon by Siyam, that even if he ate many times that in that same day, that they all have to be from someone else's food, because the Legitani tradition doesn't say the first meal, it's the first day. Shnek says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Sun Masis Malachim, that if someone that died in the city, forbidden people do work. Now, Mashmat sounds like the Betama Torah, sorry, but to learn Torah would be permitted. And because well, us, it's not forbidden to learn Torah, it's only for a sage passes away, the base of Madrashi battle, that then his study hall has to stop from learning. Now, me, however, Shasta says, Mez, when the actual avaya, when they're taking out the dead person, then us, about the time, then we do stop learning Torah. And I mean, Perek Shenik Subas, as you must say, Subas in the second Perek of Examin Beis, the Perek of Megillah, and the first Perek of Megillah of Gimel Beis, Mevatan Tamatara, we stop learning Torah, like Tosa Mez, Akhmas Kala, for when they have the avaya take out the dead person, and when they're bringing the Kala by the Chuppah. Now, me, however, if there is a chabura, what they call chabur kadisha, that do the burial, mesafkele, then he's in doubt. If even then would you be mivat l'tamatara? Boyd her chabisul with shuvah, also bisul was lengthy and they respond. Mehibur dem and Yerushalmi, he brings a proof from Yerushalmi. Like says, not the beginning of the gemara, legiu to look tespoilus for pressing and for of garments and for hair crowning. Now, lamala perashnu previously we brought that rivahi aimer shagasin lichbis l'tesvayus that it's actually not giyut, but the gears is actually lichbois, to do laundry and to do a haircut that's forbidden for all 30 days after the passing. Pidush l'malam, additionally, the Riva had previously explained, the Ishim b'tes b'ntil salach hazayin, that a woman is permitted to cut her hair after the Shiva. B'tes 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 explains he doesn't know where he gets this from, to differentiate between men and women, that men have to wait till they get screamed at, and that women can just cut their hair after the Shiva, after 7 days. From here on, after the Shiva is Kilo Bears connected with Shuk. It's as if this sword is passing opposite him in the marketplace, which Tais says, until how long is that? I did Bishkhadish until after 12 months. And Bach Yisri Shami Tis has brought in the Yishami called Shiva, all 7 days, Achel Vishlufa. The sword is like withdrawn. Ashleishim hidafefes up until 30 days is like loose, and lachir beschedish chazir zatara, and after 12 months it goes back to its sheath to the case. Well, lada b'demo, what could this be compared to? Lekibesh alabanim to a dome of stone. Kibesh and this does achna. Once one of them is shaky, this does become the all start shaking. Which Ubishasti Dan, I mean, similarly, our Gemara, Bavli and Shabbos of Kofim and Beis, says similarly that Echem and Achem Shemes, one of the brothers who dies, Yidiku Kol Achem Chulu, all the brothers have to be afraid, and therefore it's like there's still the Midas Adin that's still stretched on them, and therefore, yeah, up until 12 months, a person has to be worried for his own self.